Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Super Bowl champion? Check. NFL MVP? Check. Friend of the drive? Absolutely.
Pump fake it. Now cut it inside the five. He's into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City! Patrick Mahomes, so patient. He waited. He exploded.
The only place in the country where you're going to hear from the Chiefs QB every week is right here on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Touchdown! Kansas City! And Mahomes is on fire! Five consecutive touchdown drives.
Here's CDOT and Patrick Mahomes.
Our conversations with the quarterback are powered by Google Fiber. Always good to catch up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, especially after he plays as well as he did yesterday. Our conversation with Mahomes starts with a very simple, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. Patrick, I noticed you had a little bit more energy. You're normally fired up for these games, but I just sensed something was different. Was it the loss to the Colts? Was it going up against Brady Sunday Night Football? Why do you think you came out this way?
Yeah, I think after watching the tape and with the entire offense, I felt like the Colts game, we just didn't have the energy that we're used to having. And I kind of wanted to emphasize that point all week, and that's how we practiced. And I think you saw in the game, everybody was energized. Everybody was flying around to the ball. And I think that's when we're asked.
What was the mood in practice this week? You talked about last week how you guys had such a good week of practice, but it didn't translate. What was the mood this week with the team?
I think the mood, we were really focused on the details, really focused on the execution, really focused on just finishing every single play. And I think guys had a different intensity, and I think we got to keep that intensity as the season goes on.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes. How does bulletin board material sort of circulate around the team? Is it something the coaches present to you guys? Is this something that just kind of goes around with the players? We don't got to get into the comments that Tampa Bay made, but I thought it was pretty clear by how you guys played and from social media that you guys certainly heard what Tampa said.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely heard it. I actually didn't hear it for the first time until the media kind of told me. And I thought it was surprising just because I know our team and I know how much we've improved over these last few years. And whenever you get that type of material, especially when you're playing down there with the O-line and stuff like that, I mean, it gets those guys motivated to go out there and really show their dominance.
We talked about this, but there's this story about Kobe where somebody shook the tree and it woke the Mamba up. That's what it kind of felt like me with you guys. You guys just don't really do a lot of talking in the media. You guys just respond to a lot of talking in the media.
Yeah, and I think that goes with how Coach Bieniemy and Coach Reed kind of presented to us. I mean, they always say that don't do any talking, just show it on the field, show it between the lines. And I think that's what the guys did. I mean, obviously – we could have talked during the week, but at the end of the day, all that matters is how you play the football game and how you go out there and show your dominance. And I think especially the offensive linemen, I keep emphasizing it, man, but they came out there run and pass game and really just dominated.
I don't know if you've seen the stats, but you guys outran the Bucs 189-3. I've never seen an offensive line dominate another team in that big of a rushing disparity between the two teams.
Yeah, and I mean, it's even more impressive to me because, I mean, that Bucs defensive line and their defensive front is known for stopping the run. They're known for having big people and not letting anyone run on them. And for our offensive line to accept that challenge, and whenever you're running the football and you're in second and five and third and two every single down because you're running for 6-7 yards at a time, it makes your offense really roll, and it takes a lot of pressure off of me.
How big was it for you guys to get Clyde Edwards-Helaire involved again? He had the first offensive touch after the drop. I think you guys do a really good job of that where a guy makes a mistake, you don't let him hang his head for too long, and you guys instantly pick him back up.
I think that goes to Coach Reed and Coach Bieniemy, man. They do a good job of that. I mean, you remember back to the Kareem Hunt days whenever he fumbled his first handoff, and the next play we handed it right back to him. I mean, that's just how they – how they are. I mean, even if you think about early in the game, I threw one to Travis and he got the ball knocked out of his hand, and the next play went right back to him. He had a big third down conversion. They want guys to know that we trust in them. We want to we have full confidence with everyone on that field, and don't hang your head because the ball's going to come right back to you.
I know you watch a lot of film. Have you seen film of the touchdown pass? You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah. I what's the crazy part is I didn't see, I saw the film on the plane ride back after. It was way cooler than I thought it was at the moment. At the moment, I thought I just kind of threw a little like chest pass to him. But whenever I saw the spin and the kind of jump shot throw that I made, I even was a little bit like, man, that actually was pretty cool.
I actually think this goes in your top four. This is in your Mount Rushmore plays, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd have to look back on it. I mean, I feel like I always think the plays that are in the bigger moments are always better because of the significance of that. But it definitely was a cool one that I'm sure people will see those highlights going on for a long time.
One of my friends texted me right when it happened that whenever you go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, this is going to be one of the plays that they show people how dominant you were. When did you realize that you could just make those kind of plays? You don't just make those plays once in a while. You make those kind of plays pretty consistently. When did you just know that you had this ability?
I don't know if it was a time that I know that I had something like that. To me, it was just more – I've always just been able to try to compete and try to be a competitor. I'll play the quarterback position, but that to me, I'm out there just playing football. I'm trying to find ways to win. I think you see that with a lot of guys on our team is – the versatility of guys that just want to find ways to win ball games, and no matter how, whatever it takes, we're going to find a way. That's why our offense is so hard to stop, because we're not doing things the traditional way. We're just going out there and finding ways to have success.
You are a commercial veteran. Andy Reid, he's been in some commercials, but he joined you in one of those State Farm commercials. How did this happen?
Yeah, it was actually it was funny. I mean, they asked me about the idea, and I was like, man, I'll ask him, but there's just I just don't know if he'll do it. And when I asked him, he asked me if I, he was like, yeah, you want me to? And I was like, yeah, I think it'd be cool. People be able to see your personality on a different level, a different scale. And I got there and he crushed it, man. I mean, he's a natural at that type of stuff. Whenever he just lets his personality show and he kind of relaxes, and you don't see that mean Coach Reid, you see that how much personality he has. And, I think it's probably my best commercial yet. And I think he kind of stole the show and kind of was the main guy.
So going forward, do you have any interest in maybe putting him in some more? I thought he did a good job too.
I always have interest in bringing all my teammates and coaches into all the stuff I do outside of football. But we'll see if we can kind of get Coach Reid into some different stuff. I don't know how much more he'll want to do, but it's definitely cool to have him in one. And I'm in one with Travis now, and hopefully we can keep that thing rolling with everybody.
All right, so you guys play on Monday Night Football, so that means your Saturday might be kind of free. Kansas has a big home game. Do you have any interest in going to Kansas's game against TCU on Saturday?
Man, I wanted to be there so bad, but because of the schedule's changed, we moved our schedule back a little bit, so I'll actually be in practice during the 11 o'clock window. And I was like, even if they played at like 2 or 1, I was going to try to catch the second half. But I don't think I'm going to have enough time to make it over there. I was trying to be there for game day and everything, man. It's going to be a special atmosphere out there in Lawrence.
Because I actually thought you had a chance to be the celebrity guest. I thought they would ask you to be the person that goes up there whenever Corso puts on the mascot head.
Yeah, I mean, if y'all want to ask Coach Reid if I can if he can move practice around, we'll see how that goes. But I know that's not going to be a high chance of being agreed upon. So I definitely will be watching, but I'm excited for him to go out there and Kansas to play against TCU and keep that momentum rolling.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. Patrick, always appreciate you, my man.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.